How would you say it?
The nerve.
The nerve.
Yeah.
When you meet some. Hmm?
The very end, if maybe so.
If you're really indignant.
Yeah.
When you meet someone, what do you say by way of greeting, asking about their health?
How are you? Of course, you expect them to say fine. You're not really inquiring about their health.
Mm-hmm. What if you're just saying that? Say you just saw them and you said, well.
How you doing?
And if you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
Hello, nice to meet you.
And if somebody's leaving, you might tell them, come
back.
And what do you say when you meet someone on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
And on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Have you ever read the term Christmas gift? Kids say that?
Christmas gift. Yes.
Christmas?
Yes.
Where have you heard that?
Person I used to ride in the carpool with called them on Christmas or around Christmas, and they answered the phone, Christmas gift. And I said, what do you mean? And said, well, it's a family thing. Our family tries to, if you say Christmas gift before the other person does, then they're supposed to give you a gift.
If you might say, by way of appreciation, something besides thank you, you might say, I'm much
beholden? That's not one of my favorite words, but.
Or.
Indebted?
Something a little less formal than that.
Appreciative.
You were saying obliged?
Obliged.
Yeah. If you're not sure whether you'll have time or not, you say, I'll have time.
I don't know whether I'll have time.
I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
You made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and it up.
Wrote it up.
Or about
rang
tape
it up?
Around it. No.
Wrapped it up. Uh-huh.
And when I got home, when you got home, you what the package?
Unwrapped the package.
If a storekeeper sells something below the price he paid for it, you'd say he had to sell it.
Below cost?
Or at a
loss?
You say, boy, I sure would like to buy that, but it too much.
Cost too much.
And on the first of the month, the bills are
due.
If you belong to a club, you have to pay the
dues.
If you haven't any money, you might want to go to the bank and try to
borrow some. Make a loan, hold it up.
Mm-hmm. And these days, like it was in the 30s, money is
tight, scarce.
He said he ran down the springboard, excuse me, and went in head first.
Dove in.
And lots of boys blank off that high board.
Dive.
9 or 10 off it already this afternoon.
Dove.
If you dive in the water and land on your stomach, you do a
belly whopper.
If a kid puts its head on the ground and